Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're tuned in to Sex and Happiness, a show on sex and happiness. And today, I'm very, very excited to be talking about women and women's empowerment, women's strength, and women and their sex and happiness. And I've brought in a special guest for you today. Her name is Deborah Burnoff, and Deborah is the portrait of an empowered and strong woman who not only embraces all the elements of womanhood, mom, wife, nurturer, but also possesses the strength of an accomplished business person. She's an entrepreneur and a leader. Deborah's a gifted speaker. She's a health enthusiast, a teacher, and a writer. She packs a punch in a small package, but has an enormous heart and a fiery belief in the future. Deborah has a particular heart for women and girls, and she's driven to help women understand their worth and power, motor past limiting beliefs, and the crippling lies they tell themselves. She helps women transform. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate the opportunity to be here with you today. I'm very excited about chatting with you and really making an impact as we can today.
Awesome. Really awesome. So tell us a little bit about how you got started. Like, how did you get started? You've accomplished a lot as a business person and an entrepreneur and a leader, not to mention that you're a mother. You were a single mom for a while, and now you're in a happy marriage. How did you get started in all this? Because there's a lot that you can teach and share with other women. So what was your background like?
Well, as you can relate, we pull on all of our life experiences. And so I must say, how did I get started? As I began years and years ago being the daughter of a minister. And through those years of watching people and truly people adopting beliefs that whether they accepted them as their own or they oriented them as their own, just really adapting their lives to beliefs that were handed to them one way or the other. And so I say what I got started with a lifetime of being around people that didn't really live their lives, although they meant to. And so that was really, you know, so many years ago. And then going through corporate America.
Wait a second. Let me just ask you something about that. You mean they were handed something and they thought they were like living their lives to the fullest, but in fact they were like, it was a pretense? I mean,
no, I think people don't know what that next level looks like. You know what you know, and you don't know what the next level looks or feels like. So, for example, just with sex, you say, oh, I have a wonderful sex life with my partner or in with myself or whatever it is, but we don't know what that next level looks like. And certainly what it feels like once you try it on. And so I believe that my experiences over the years with people, you know, I was around people my entire life that felt like, hey, you know, this is okay. This is pretty good. I'm doing the right thing. And not really thinking outside the box and really adapting their beliefs to what was ever handed to them.
I see what you mean. Okay. So it's kind of like coloring inside the lines and not really getting familiar with what else is out there or what, how much you could even take that to the max.
Or even just thinking, excuse me for interrupting, or even just thinking, hey, you know what, I'm going to take a piece of paper and I'm going to draw.
Okay, I got that. So then what happened? I mean, so you must have had a question about that. Something made you question that.
Yeah, I just always felt like people didn't ask enough questions. You know, they're just You're just led to believe, or you know what it is? I just felt like people didn't open up outside the box. And I went through years of corporate America. I married somebody that I thought was the right thing to do at the right time without asking enough questions, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, and then all these years later, fast forward, I met my husband, and he and I have been working the past 8 years together, building this incredible personal development company. My husband's a gifted speaker. And through that, the process continued of me watching people as I was, of course, growing myself. Clearly, we grow, we get stronger, we get more mature, a little wiser, a little this, a little bit more willing to draw on our own piece of paper. And so here I am working with these wonderful ladies that came to, well, men and women, but the ladies are drawn to me, of course, being the feminine entity in our business. And I'm watching these women come up to me and ask me questions of all kinds of questions, you know, down to matters of sexuality, matters of physical, you know, their health, their body, their this, their that, their apparel, their relationship, you know, across the, you know, the covering the gamut. And there's just this draw to me to assist these ladies to really dig in and start drawing on their own paper.
Mm. Well, it's both a responsibility and also such a pleasure and an honor, you know, that people are drawn to you like that and that they want to know, and then they trust you to give them some answers about themselves.
Yeah, I don't take that lightly. I take that as a compliment. You know, there's trust involved, and one of the reasons that our clients are so happy with us because we have that respect for, you know, all walks of life and all different kinds of people come to us. And that's such an honor when someone says, hey, will you help me grow? And I'm saying, yes, I will. I'll be happy to. If you've asked, I'm happy to help you with that.
So it sounds like you were somewhat self-empowered yourself. So to come through the years of corporate America and come through some years as a single mom, like, how did you have that wherewithal? Because you did, it doesn't sound like, I don't know if you had a rough time of it. A lot of, and you should know that at least 60% of my listeners are women. And so, so they're going to be listening keenly to this. Mm-hmm. And so how was it that you came through some rough times, you know?
Well, I had a wonderful childhood in that my family was happy and fairly healthy. Mm-hmm. But we had a lot of struggles growing up. And I grew up without, I'll just say, much. I always had a core of a family and a family unit and the love, tons of love. But we always had struggles just from one aspect of the other. So I believe that my ability to get through being a single mom and those were some significant struggles, really, really, truly just really hard time. I was able to crank through that because I had already been through so much and I was strong. There is just no question. My parents are very strong people. They were three strong children and that's what we do. As a matter of fact, I was totally knocked off my kilter one day when I was asked to go and speak at a women's shelter, a center for domestic abuse survivors that are trying to get back out into the world. So it's a shelter for you to live while you get back on your feet. And they asked me to come and speak to the ladies, and I thought, what in the world am I going to say? What can I say in an hour to make an impact, you know? And I really searched my mind about what to say. I got down there. I had a wonderful piece of information to share with them, something that was important to me in my life. And I call it the guilt remover strategy. So of course, everybody wants that, right? You can remove guilt. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And so I got down there, and they didn't want to know anything about my strategy. They didn't want to know anything about anything. All they wanted to know was how'd you get through it. How'd you do this? How'd you do that? How'd you pay your bills? How'd you deal with your children? How do you deal with this? What kind of guy did you divorce? This, that, and the other, you know? They wanted to know real life stuff, and they wanted to know, how do you get back out there and date again when you have children? How do you do this? How do you do that? They wanted that information. And that was so incredible to me, because this is what the women want. They want to know, hey, I mean, really, down to the nitty gritty. What guy's gonna want? Take off my clothes and see a body that's already had a baby, and this, that, and the, you know, they want to know that stuff. And that's important to, like, feel strong again. That, in that aspect, we're talking about being single again. And it was amazing to me. Like, there's so much question out there in the minds of ladies. Like, how do I live my life?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's exactly why that's why you and I are speaking, because there's a lot of people out there who haven't given it that much thought. It's kind of like what you said in the beginning. They've been given the crayons, but they don't have the paper, or they've been given the paper, but they don't have the crayons, or they never even thought to draw a picture. So that's, you know, that's why we're talking. There's a lot of people out there who are questioning, but they haven't given it a lot of thought. But we're going to take a short pause here. And when we come back, I'm actually going to ask you about that, you know, like, so, okay, what did you say to women? What did you say to women about what do I do when I take my clothes off? I've already had a baby. And I also want to find out a little bit about this guilt removing strategy. I think it's very,
okay.
I think it's very cool that we would have that. That would be a very cool takeaway. So when we come back, I am interviewing Deborah Burnoff, and I stay tuned because I'm going to be asking her about this guilt removing strategy. You know, if you're listening out there, you all need a guilt removing strategy. Everyone needs a guilt removing strategy. And we're also going to find out some practical tips and advice that she gave to women and continues to give to women today. So please stay tuned. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness. We will return in a moment. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra is safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Deborah Burnoff. And Deborah is a woman who runs a tremendous business in Scottsdale, Arizona, with her husband, Michael. And we're going to hear a little bit more about the business and some of the things that she's creating in another segment. But you should just know that she really is a gifted speaker and a teacher, a leader, and a writer. She's a health enthusiast. And she really does care a lot. She has two daughters, and she cares a lot about women and women's empowerment, how they can have it all, everything in their life, their beauty, their body, their sexuality, and their tremendous business capacity. So Deborah's somebody who wants women to have the whole banana. So that's why we're talking today. So Deborah, we're back, and we left off where you were talking to women in a shelter. And it was eye-opening to you because they wanted to know the nitty-gritty, the real deal. So, like, what did you say to them? I mean, how you know, obviously they caught you on the spot, and that's informed you since then. You know, what did you say to them? What do you say to women when they say, okay, my body isn't that great, you know, I had a baby, how do I take my clothes off again?
Well, first of all, I would joke around a little bit about once the man gets your clothes off, he really doesn't care. Like, as long as he's, you know, he's happy. But I'm
glad you said that.
Well, it's so true. You know, I've had these conversations with my girlfriends and in our private conversations, and they want to talk about the way this is, you know, drooped and the way that is drooped, and it's not just our breasts, and what about that? And really and truly, the right man doesn't care. And the right man, your body is a temple to him, and he'll treat it that way. And that's what I shared with them. And I gave him some examples of, you know, really being with the right person and what that feels like when you do have your clothes off. And then there's the other questions of, how do you know? One big question I got was, how do you know when to get intimate again with the man? How do you know if he's the right one? And I absolutely say, then don't get intimate until you have a good idea, you know, because the emotions cloud the reason. And so we talked about that. It was a wonderful time, you know, just so educational. I know I learned so much more than they did in that particular case. And so with all the ladies at my events, you know, as I mentioned earlier, they come to us for life transformation. My husband teaches life transformational skills, and we have an event in particular. It's a 3-day event where you come and you become a new person at the end of that weekend. And during that weekend, it's an audience of men and women. And Lori, you know, when it's an audience of men and women, it's completely different than if it's just one or the other. And so the ladies come to me and they say, this is fine, but I need to know specifically, how do I lose weight? How do I dress? How do I get the energy? You know, the number one question people are asking me, and this is something that you're going to be assisting me with educating people on as we, you know, you and I work together.
Yeah.
How do I come to bed at night or whatever time of day, go to bed, and my husband or my partner, whomever, is interested in getting it on, and I have 50,000 brain, you know, things going through my brain, and I can't shut it off, and I certainly can't flip a switch and be Miss Sexpot when all I'm worried about is, oh, my daughter's having trouble at school, or, oh, I've got 50 things on my plate, or, oh, you know what, I'm just tired. And so how do I switch it off? And that's one of the things that they ask me all the time. Probably the biggest question I get, how do I switch it off and get into the mode?
That's a really awesome question. And it's huge, and it plagues women. Because, excuse me, there was a time when women didn't, they just could focus on the family and then focus on, you know, the marriage or the husband. But women have so, they're super moms and super women these days. They do everything, and they have so much going on for them, and they can't just flip a switch. It's true. It's not so simple. Women are very complex, and they need some practices in order to know how to do that, like how to turn that off or how to say, you know, wait a minute, I need to have a conversation with you about the daughter in school or the this or that before I can flip my sexy switch.
Right. And use that time together once you've had that conversation to connect, so that you're not all by yourself and don't have to be super mom.
Exactly. It's great. It's really great what you're talking about. So do they come to you? I mean, when you're doing a co-ed workshop, when you're doing men and women workshop, which I imagine most of the workshops are that you and Michael do, do they come to you on the side? Do they come to you at, like, lunchtime?
Yes, they come to me. I honestly, everybody will, I really have to have somebody planted to come up and be able to extract me away, because I pretty much get attacked almost, you know, at every single break. And even while Michael's speaking, people will come, and I'm typically in the AV, running AV in the back of the room, and they'll come up the stairs onto the AV table, AV booth, and you know, ask me questions in confidence, and there's never enough time. There's never enough time while someone else, you know, it's 5 minutes. There's not enough time in that format. It's not. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk, not in this moment, but we will talk about what you've designed for women, because obviously you're making enough time. You're now making something that's solely devoted to women. But we're going to build to that. We'll let people be a little bit on the edge of their chair.
All right.
Wanting to know about that. Tell us about this guilt-removing strategy. You know, I'm just going to tell you my feelings about guilt. I feel like guilt and shame were invented. They're not real feelings. They're secondary feelings. They're learned and feelings that accommodate something when people wanted to chastise us or get us to manipulate us to do something. So I don't believe that, I don't think animals have guilt, and I don't really know that animals in the animal kingdom have shame. I mean, I think that these were manufactured feelings to get people to behave in certain ways, and mostly they're associated with, the shame part is associated with our bodies. We were taught that our minds and bodies were separate things, and that they didn't, you know, one was very bad and wrong and dirty and nasty, and the mind was really cool and the thing to hold up and the thing to be out in the light, while the body has to be in the dark with the blinds closed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say something like you have a guilt removing strategy, I'm on top of that. I want to know, what is that?
I agree with you, Lori. Guilt is a useless emotion, yet for people to get rid of it, they know that from a logical perspective, but to get rid of it would be going against all they have been taught their whole lives. And to break a lifetime pattern is challenging unless you know the right tools. I will tell you that I have two girls, as you mentioned, a 13-year-old and a 2-year-old, and I'm watching the 2-year-old behave now at her age in such a way where she exhibits a little bit, you know, little bit of signs of what I'll call guilt. Like today she accidentally bonked me with a toy and I said, ow, of course, you know, it hit me. Some big plastic object came howling at my eyeball. So of course I said, ow. And she's, I'm sorry. Now there's a difference between I'm apologizing. And then somehow along the way, and I'm watching it, and it's interesting you're having this conversation with me, because this morning I was like, how in the world is she getting guilt? But she was. She felt it. And so there's a certain thing that happens with just natural consequences where they see other people in their family behaving or whatever it is. Yet then on top of that is, you know, society has done a real number, giving us this guilt, obligation, you know, shame. I grew up a lot like that. In all truth, I grew up a lot like that. I call it shame now. I wouldn't have called it shame then as far as my physical body, but, you know, I spent a lot of years uncomfortable with exposing a whatever area of my body in public, mm-hmm. which now my daughter is 13 in the world where I take her shopping and pretty much you can't find anything that doesn't show half of her belly. You know, it's just that things are changing. And while I'm not exactly sure where I sit on that fence with the apparel today for teenagers, I have my mixed thoughts. At least I know that my daughter's comfortable with her body, and that part I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up opposite of that. So the guilt removing strategy, I will give full credit to my husband. He's developed this strategy, and I will not be able to do it justice in a short period of time, but I will tell you it's all about your definitions of success and your definitions of failure. We make it very easy to succeed at failing, and we make it very difficult to succeed at being successful. Mm-hmm. So I say in the morning, and then let's relate this. I'll quickly give you a snapshot. We'll relate this to sexuality. If I say in the morning, I am going to do something or other and be sexy today and maybe send a cute little text message, it's enticing, and then I'm going to follow up with this, that, or the other, and then by the end of the night, I'm going to make sure I do a real number on my man. Yeah, whatever you want to say, okay?
Uh-huh.
And if I don't do all of those things, I'm going to feel guilty because I told myself I was going to. Yet, that's just drawing out a picture where I might fail, and I'm giving myself an opportunity to fail. Whereas a successful person will say, I want to really just make it a day where I'm like giving my man all kinds of good feelings. And I'm using myself as an example in my relationship with my husband. So I could say, rather, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, and I'm going to call it a success. So the list of failures is the linkage word and. I have to do this, and 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 if I don't do all four things, I'm a failure. Or the successful pattern of thinking is the linkage word or. It's just it's the ands and the ors. So I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this, and if I do just one, I am a success. And that's how we live our lives.
That is so awesome. It's so simple, and yet it's so profound. because it's unhooking a certain mental apparatus that keeps us feeling bad.
Right.
And it's just by changing, isn't an or a preposition?
Yes.
So it's just changing a preposition from a three-letter to a two-letter and giving oneself more room to breathe.
And growing your confidence tremendously.
Wow. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting here going, wow, I like that. That's very, very great. Okay, well, we're going to take another break here, but that just definitely, I hope that gave everybody a chance to take a breath. So if everyone didn't, change your ands to ors, and everybody right now take a breath and release, relax. Deborah and I are going to continue on in a moment. Give us a moment to take a break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Deborah Burnoff.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 11th to the 18th. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
We are back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Deborah Burnoff. And if you just missed that last segment, OMG, you missed something there, because Deborah just talked about a very simple switch that a person can make in languaging to themselves, and that it can change the whole way they feel successful and good about themselves versus how bad they felt about themselves. And you can do this. I mean, some people, it's funny to me how people come to class and they want to learn so much, and then in my classes, and then they go home and I give them a DVD or whatever I give them, and they never even watch it, or they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I give people all the tools in the world, and they don't look at them. They don't do it. They were so excited, but they go home, and they just, I don't know if they're lazy, they're scared. There's a million reasons why people don't do something that they set out to do. And Deborah just gave everybody a way to let themselves off the hook and get happy. So that was wonderful. Just change and to or. Fabulous. Well, Deborah, I wanted to ask you something about raising a teenager, raising girls. You were talking about how you felt about the clothing that teenagers today wear. And I'm going to tell you something. You know I'm not a prude. And everyone on this show knows I'm not a prude. I wouldn't have a show called Sex and Happiness if I wasn't a prude. It just wouldn't happen, because this in this show, I talk about sex from every angle, every kind of thing that anybody has conceived of, I've talked about on this show with people. And some of it, you know, my mouth drops to the floor, but most of it, I'm pretty seasoned now at anything, even things I don't do, but practices that other people do. But the thing, I am very concerned. I don't have any teenagers. This is why I'm asking you. I am very concerned about teenagers, what they see, like MTV and the music videos and the lyrics to words that they hear in their songs. Those scare me, and they have been scaring me for about a decade. The undulation of everybody. Everybody seems on television, things that kids watch, at least the music videos. Everybody's undulating, very sexual, very suggestive, very, your booty this and your, I'm getting down on you and all these things. And I don't know, how do you navigate that as a teenage mom, you know, as somebody who has a teenage daughter with other teenage friends? How do you navigate that? Because that has concerned me for quite a while. I don't mind people being sexually free. It just scares me that 12-year-olds and 11-year-olds and 13-year-olds do not have a proper file folder where to file that stuff and put it in a context.
Yeah, it's out of context. And the jury's still out on what's going to happen. You know, we've had the fall of Rome. I don't know what is going to happen. And as a mom, I am the bad mom. I am the one that says, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I just am. And I, you know what? I'm happy to wear that title. I will wear it with honor, because there's so much that they're being fed at too young an age, to where they don't have the opportunity to develop their self-confidence in line with their developing of sexuality. It's not there. Cognitively and emotionally, it's not there. So while my daughter, who doesn't even concern herself at all yet, thank goodness, with boys, she comes home with this shirt that's right under her, you know, just right at the top of her rib cage, so her whole belly, and then these little low shorts. Now, mind you, she's a tiny little thing, and she's 13, and it says "boss" written across her chest. I'm like, okay, what in the world? When did you buy that? Where did you buy that? And, you know, I'm like, but does that, I mean, what does that mean? You're the boss of what? Like, what is it saying? It's saying I'm the boss of you, or I'm the boss of my body, or I'm the boss of whatever. I don't know what it is, or that's so, but I don't know. All I know is that she has no idea, and the lyrics and the music are incredibly, I mean, we are degrading women left, right, and center. Yo, you bitch, I'm going to slap you up. You go this, you do that. You know, I can't. It's horrifying. Yeah. And the girls are dancing around thinking it's the coolest thing, and all they're dancing to is basically we're being undermined. But, yeah, isn't this cool with me and my little booty hanging out and while I'm laughing about lyrics? And they're just horrible. At the same time, I don't put too much filter on that. Because here's the answer. While she's being exposed to all of this, I'm constantly reminding her of reality that in my perception. Mm-hmm. And it goes, you know, when she was little and she was in love with the Disney princesses, you have Ariel disobeying her dad. You've got all these princesses are going ahead and doing whatever their heart tells them, which is awesome, but they're being disrespectful at the same time. So I was telling her a similar message back then. I don't know. You just, as a mom, you just go with the flow. You do your best, and you teach your children to be confident and make their decisions, just like we hope that we're doing as adults.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's, you know, you've got to go with the flow, and your response is great. It's just, I get it that it's, I think it's really important to let them know that, you know, this stuff is, you know, what people are singing about, but it's not necessarily going to lead them to really wonderful sex and happiness.
They have no idea that the two are related.
Yeah.
They don't have any idea that it's about their future. You know, I always say you're picking your future life partner. And when you do that, and of course I tell people, there's women in my office that talk to me, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? You know, and they're 30. You're picking your partner. You better pick really, really slowly. And so when the young girls are, you know, it's just a process that you want them to be able to be strong enough to handle whatever's going on in the world and still make the best decisions for themselves.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great, Deborah. Yesterday, I attended a business meeting that had about, I'd say, maybe 500 or 600 people there. And I noticed a couple of young women in the audience who, I couldn't believe how they were dressed.
Yeah.
You know, one woman was wearing a bustier dress, and I thought, oh, my God. It was, you know, it was specifically requested that it was business attire. And one woman was wearing a dress like that just came right underneath her, right up to her crotch. And I thought, oh, my God.
Hey, well, you wonder what she wears out at night, right? Yeah, I know. I know.
If this was a business attire, really, what do you wear at night? Do you wear anything? You know, and it just, it didn't make me feel aging. It just made me feel like, what are the values here? Where did you get an idea about this? It was really crazy. I remember looking and going, it was just yesterday, and I thought, get out.
You know, and here's the thing. How in the world are we supposed to, those of us that hold ourselves at a maybe a different standard, I'll say different rather than another word I could probably prefer to use. And so where do we, when we're walking around and we're dressed appropriately, even if we choose to dress a little bit, whatever, let's call it bombshellish, how are we supposed to walk around next to our partners, let's just say you're with a man or a woman, whatever, and have them pay attention to you when all they have an opportunity to do is gawk at every butt that's hanging out? It's really difficult. I mean, we were in California a couple weeks ago with my family. We're on the beach, and now, of course, the new bikinis are the thong bikinis. So all you have is your butt cheeks. And, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to wear that. But what is my husband supposed to do? Luckily, he's not a disgusting man where he didn't. But how could he not have looked at the butts? There's no, it's impossible.
Well, I would be looking at them too. So I, you know,
but it makes it very difficult for women in the world who want to be free to express their sexuality. Like you said, it didn't make me feel aging. Yet at the same time, you're like, well, wait a second. What else do I need to do here? And rather than take the high road, which is what we're supposed to do, the more and more this the world is changing, and more, this is just my personal belief, my hallucination, that the more and more the world is changing and the less people are wearing and the more provocative the girls are wearing, the clothing is getting less and less fabric. It's still the same price. And so, you know, how am I supposed to draw from within myself to really feel incredible, which we can do, yet at the same time, we're having to take a second look and say, oh, wait a second. And for a moment, you have doubt in your mind of like, okay, well, that look over there, look over there, look over there, look over there, look over there. All the world is there aplenty for everyone to take a look at. And it creates a doubting self. And that part is really disturbing to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's exactly, this is good. This is a great segue because we're going to take another short break. But when we come back, we're actually going to talk about what you've created. You know, what you've created in terms of that doubting world, in terms of, and I like this because it's, you know, you're a human being and I'm a human being too. And so it's not like, okay, we have the corner on all the wisdom, for how it should be with women. Like we have that too. We have those questions like, okay, how am I supposed to dress when everybody else is dressed like this? Or what am I supposed to do when it just seems, there's so much provocation out there. Yeah. How do you maintain your class or your sense of standards or sense of values in a world that's, and it's the same question about how you raise a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? And I love that you've created something that is for women, that has them figure that out for themselves. So it's great. We're going to be right back. I'm talking today to Deborah Burnoff. We're talking about women's empowerment, and we're talking about everything from being a mother to coming up as a teenager, and then how do you put yourself together, and how do you walk out in the street? How do you every day face the world as who you are, as an empowered woman, as a sensitive woman, as somebody who's going to color on paper or color on yourself in exactly the way you want to, empowered and being creative and having it all. So we'll be right back. This is Lori Handlers. You're listening to Sex and Happiness.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you long for deeper intimacy and connection? Are you feeling stuck and unsure of how to break free? Is there a lack of passion and creative energy in your life? I invite you to come participate September 21st to the 28th in the ISTA Phoenix SSSEX Level 1 Training. Sex Level 1 Training, and that means spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. Thousands of people on 5 continents have benefited from this training over the past 9 years, and you could be the next one to receive the benefits. During this powerful immersion into the shamanic realms, you'll awaken your ability to live and love authentically. In this week-long experiential retreat, you'll explore masculine and feminine energies through shamanic ritual, guided visualization, dance, and breathwork inside an amazing community. Reactive patterns will be uncovered and transformed into conscious ways of being. Your heart will finally be free to remain open, and your consciousness will remain present to what arises. You'll awaken into a deep knowing of the self as whole and complete. You'll be empowered to live life with joy, peace, and pleasure. I'll be facilitating this workshop with Crystal Dawn Morris and Lawrence Lanoff here in Phoenix, Arizona. It would be wonderful for you to join us and experience this really, really deep level of training. There's an early bird special on tuition for $2,200 until August 20th, and thereafter it's $2,400. Your tuition includes retreat and shared room, use of all facilities, and healthful, delicious gourmet meals. Please make your reservations now. The site is absolutely beautiful and the spots will fill quickly. Please register at my website, butterflyworkshops.com, or you can call me for more information at 623-237-9619.
This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, your host, and today I'm interviewing Deborah Burnoff, who is really an empowered and strong woman. She embraces the elements of womanhood as mother, mom, wife, nurturer, and she also has a tremendous accomplishment in business. She's an entrepreneur and a leader. She leads courses herself, and she leads courses with her husband, Michael Burnoff. And we're going to talk a little bit about now what Deborah's created in terms of women, like what she's created for women and how women can get empowered, because she's created a special weekend for women, and she's been thinking about it and dreaming about it for a long time. So, Deborah, what's your latest and greatest creation?
Very exciting, Lori, and I'm sure you could hear my voice just full of joy because I'm doing something that, insecurity sucks. And women have insecurities about, maybe not in all areas of their life, but in the feminine area where it is the most important to the core of who we are as girls, you know, that piece rules over so many women. And so I've created an event. It's a retreat style event. It's called Body, Sex, and Business. And I'm very proud of it. It's going to be, as the days are drawing near, I'm about a month away, as the days are drawing near, such incredible things are coming my way in my life it's all content and fodder to make this environment, create this environment where the ladies will be able to come and really learn how to live where they're enjoying all of their life. And you've mentioned this a few times just in throughout our time here today, enjoying all of your life. And I am really taking that whole thought of, oh, you can have it all, and saying, I want you to enjoy all of what you have. You know, you've got a body, you've got a life, you've got whatever's going on. How do I enjoy all of those pieces instead of being frustrated with just one or two, which typically in my mind is your body and your sexuality and your relationships? Those are the cores. And how do I enjoy all of those pieces of my life and not letting my insecurities override the things that are going well and diminishing the things that could go even better because of who I, you know, what I feel inside? So I'm taking this powerful event. We're going to focus on these three areas: body, sexuality, and that's where you're coming into play, and business. 4 days, very powerful.
It's great. It's really great because a lot of women are able to turn it all off and they become business women and they become very, very successful. But then this happened to me once when I was in corporate America. It's like I put my sexuality in my desk drawer and I couldn't take it out again for a while.
Yeah. You know, and that happens on a daily basis with people where, let's just say they put on a different, you know, they put the sexuality in the drawer on just one day. Even if things get busy, like we mentioned before, they have the business day, they have the corporate thing going on, they have the mom thing going on, they have the this going on, they have the I don't give enough to myself, I give to everybody else thing going on. And even if you just shove the sexuality drawer in the drawer on a day where it really should have been brought out.
Yeah.
You know, there's important days that we miss. And so I'm really wanting to make an impact. And it's interesting. The ladies that are coming to my event are all clamoring for one area or the other. Maybe it's their focus on the body. Maybe it's on their business. They all want to know about the sexuality piece, without a doubt. Every one of them.
Well, you know, there's no there's no question that I understand that sex sells.
Yeah.
I mean, when I, you know, I used to be in corporate America also, and when I decided to go full time as a sex educator, I realized that I was declaring something. I was declaring my freedom as a sex educator. I knew some element of what I was talking about would always sell. There would always, you know, it would always fill courses. People would always buy my book, Sex and Happiness, or listen to the show because it has the word sex in it, and people, even if they just peek around the corner to look at their sexuality rather than, you know, embarking full on in the exploration of their sexuality, there's something that it holds. Just like what you were talking about before about women wearing thong bikinis and, you know, you're looking, your husband's looking, everybody's looking, like, is that really how people want to express their sexuality, or is there something deeper? Is there some aspect of inner knowing?
Yeah.
That's what I say. I say there's an aspect of inner knowing, like once we have our sexuality piece and we own it, mm-hmm. You could be wearing a tent. It doesn't really matter.
No, and you know, it's that energy, and there's people that you meet along the way that they just have that beauty, that inner beauty of they're so in touch with their sexuality and their feminine energy that they are a magnet. They are a magnet, and you see them coming after you felt them coming, right, you know, your direction of walking by or whatever. And that's so powerful.
That is such a great way to put it. It's really true. You see them after you feel it. You feel the energy as they walk in the room. That's great, Deborah. Well, let's find out about how, first of all, in general, how do people get in touch with you? How do people find out about the seminars that you do together with Michael? And then specifically, how do they find out about this one?
Sure. So you can reach us, DeborahBernoff.com. So my last name is spelled with an E, B-E-R-N-O-F-F, D-E-B-R-A-B-E-R-N-O-F-F, DeborahBernoff.com. My husband's website is MichaelBernoff.com. We're making it very easy for you. And so either one of those places, and the event, Body, Sex, and Business, you can get to from my website. And so, you know, it's 4 days where we've got a gorgeous, beautiful home in Paradise Valley where we'll be getting together. It is going to be that bonding and connecting where you feel very comfortable and a safe environment to say, how do I go and explore what this next level of my life is going to feel like with the tools? And when we talked about the guilt removing strategy, that's just a little cherry on top of some of the strategies that ladies are going to be learning. And it's going to be 4 days of let's take a look at it in the safety net of this environment of caring people that all want the same thing. And we're going to really take it to the, everyone went crazy with 50 Shades of Grey. The world went crazy and opened these women's mind to the idea of, you know, maybe not that cup of tea, but there's a different cup of tea for me, and I'm interested in finding that and bringing that home to my life.
That's great. That's really great. Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey. That's a whole nother.
Yeah.
I've done a few shows that focused on that, and that's very interesting. But I, you know, whether you like the book, you hate the book, we know it wasn't well written, whatever, but it did open people up to be able to discuss something more about themselves. And I like the fact that you've created something so people could capitalize on their own desires, which is really great. Deborah, thanks for doing it.
You're welcome. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and I'll be part of it as well. So I'll be
Absolutely.
Part of this. Your sexuality day, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to being with you in an arena that you've created. So it's excellent. So everybody out there, you know how to find her now. You can go to DeborahBernoff.com, DeborahBernoff.com, and you can find out more information. The retreat is coming up in August of 2014, and it will be offered in Arizona, Paradise Valley, Arizona, which is between Phoenix and Scottsdale. And if you'd like more information about that, please go to Deborah's website and find out more. And Deborah, thanks so much for being my guest today. And thank you for what you're offering in the world. Thanks for really for giving what you give and being who you are.
Thank you. My pleasure being here today, Lori. Thank you for the opportunity. Greatly appreciate
it. So welcome. And everybody, tune in next time to Sex and Happiness,
when my show will feature another amazing expert in sex and happiness.
Thank you. This is Lori Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-